are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And our Monday edition of People in Your Neighborhood brought to you by May Adam. And joining me this morning, we have Don Hill. Good morning, Don. Or Deb, I'm so sorry. I knew I was going to do that.
Yeah, I'm Deb Shufflebine. I'm with the Friendry Museum, and we're here to talk about our backyard barbecue.
Yes, that's coming up here at the end of the week, into the weekend, and boy, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Sure. It's our 7th annual, so we kick off on Friday. But this is kind of the signature fundraiser for the Friendry Museum. Mm-hmm. It supports our 5 museums there in Fort Pierre. Of course, the large one there on Deadwood, the original one of the Friendry Museum, is 50 years and going. And then we've also got the Log Cabin Visitor Center Museum and the Sansark Country School Museum and the 1905 Jail Museum, and that's on the corner of Highway 83 in Main. And then, of course, the Depot Museum. So that's a
group you need to take care of and continue to maintain and have available for folks. So this is a great way to help out with that.
Right. They're all buildings that are old, you know, mm-hmm. and historic. So they mean a great deal to, you know, the history of Stanley County, Central South Dakota, and the Fort Pierre area. So
absolutely,
we kick it off with that.
So but, Friday, they'll come in and get ready.
Right.
For all the fun on Saturday.
Right. Yep. Friday morning, they'll be all, their barbecuers will be packing in there to grab their spot to start cooking, and they set up picnic tables and their chairs for their families and friends, and they just make a family weekend of it. So they'll be coming in there, and then we'll hand out the briskets mm-hmm. about 5 o'clock, between 5 and 6. And then at 6 o'clock, we start the Calcutta. So that's a pretty rowdy group, and it's always a lot of fun.
Oh, I imagine.
So, and it go, you know, Trader Days will be happening at the same time, so there'll be a lot of things going on over there.
There will be. And then Saturday, how does that all work?
Well, Saturday at 11:30 to 1, we have the People's Choice Award, and for $20, you can buy a ticket and go around and sample all of them. There's like over 40 barbecuers signed up already. So
my goodness.
So there'll be plenty of things, and if People Choice Award, the barbecuers can cook whatever they like to share mm-hmm. with the public, and it's really some interesting food, I'll tell you. They got vegetables and meat and, you know, everything. So, and some fruit even with their People's Choice. So like pineapple, they use that a lot too, but it's really pretty neat. People just love it. And so that kicks off, and then you can vote for your choice, for People's Choice. So that'll be kind of completed at 1 o'clock. And then we start the brisket lunch at 1 o'clock, and it goes to 3 o'clock.
Mm.
So with that People's Choice Award ticket, you can also have the brisket dinner. So
oh, there you go.
And
why wouldn't you want to?
Yeah, more brisket.
Yeah.
And if not, the brisket lunch is $10, so that's pretty good deal. We have some carryouts available, so stop by and do that.
Very nice.
If you need to, but yeah, there'll be a gang of people there, and you'll be able to find us just through the smell. It'll start.
Oh, absolutely.
Friday
yeah.
night, you'll be able to smell the aroma as it, you know, passes down Deadwood Street. So
yeah, Fisher's Lily Park is going to be the place to be for sure.
Yeah, it's a big weekend with Trader Days going on too, so it'll be a fun packed time for most people.
It will. I mean, the weather's looking good. What they're calling for right now, we'll, you know, work on keeping it that way and invite everybody to come on out. And you've got the very cool aprons that are for sale, part of the fundraiser
right.
as well.
Yep. This is the signature brisket barbecue apron, and they're there, and we'll be handing, or they'll be there available to be picked up for whoever would like them.
Very nice.
We'd like to thank some of our sponsors. Without sponsors, you know, we couldn't be putting this on. But
right.
we have major sponsors, general sponsors, and donors. So some of our major sponsors are Allied Plumbing and Heating, Capital City Ford, Capital Journal, Carlisle Ranch, Dakota Prairie Bank, the Dakota Radio Group, thank
Yay.
You, KCCR, the South Dakota Beef Industry Council, because they help us with the brisket, and then Tender Bison. So those are the major ones. And then we have lots of general and sponsors and donors, and we really appreciate that. You know, if we didn't have them, we just couldn't put this together. So
right, it takes a lot to get it all organized and put together and getting all the brisket and all right. the little things it takes.
And so. Then all those barbecuers, you know, they right. come in and they take home some winnings and, you know, we pay out quite a bit of the winnings. We do keep, I think, 25% of that for the museum as a fundraiser. But other than that, everything's paid out, so...
It's going to be fun. I'm yeah. looking forward to it.
Well, you're a judge, so you'll yes. have to come in pretty hungry.
Oh, no worries on that, especially yeah. when it comes to brisket that's been barbecued.
Right. And we have about 12 or 14 judges, so we really appreciate that because you need to take about 3 hours out of your day to fill your tummies. And I know a lot of people really enjoy it. They look forward to it every year.
Absolutely. I'm definitely looking forward to it. It's going to be smelling great over there, and we just want everybody to come out, be part of the People's Choice, and then the dinner afterwards. It's going to be a wonderful day.
Yeah, it will be. So.
All right.
If you have any other questions, just give us a call. We really appreciate, like I said, all the support from sponsors and, you know, the city and county. They've really helped us a lot.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. Everybody yeah. working together to have some fun.
Right.
All right. Well, thanks for stopping in, yeah. Deb. We'll see you, of course, on Saturday there at the park.
Yep, the sun will be shining.
Yes, indeed. All right. You have a great Monday.
Thank you.
There's Deb Schiffelbein joining us and telling us a little bit more about the Backyard Barbecue Brisket Cook-Off. More details, of course, are up on the community calendar page. You can head over to drgnews.com or use the DRG News app. To get all that info. Your Monday edition of People in Your Neighborhood was brought to you this morning by May Adam.